This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. It's good to have a reference when people don't know who you are, so I'll start by mentioning that Willie Nelson has called my guest James Hand the real deal. The 53-year-old country singer and songwriter has performed mostly in local bars near the small town in Texas where he lives. But now Rounder Records has released his first CD. It's called The Truth Will Set You Free. A recent review in the Austin Chronicle described Hand as singing dark, world-weary songs in a suffering wail of a voice filled with pain and wonder. Before we get to the suffering songs, let's start with something a little more upbeat. This is the opening track of James Hand's new CD.
On the banks of the Brazos, now that's where has us, and that's where I'm going just as soon as I can. Her love for me is strong, and in her arms I'm belonging, out on the banks of the Brazos with her love hand in hand. For so long I've been yearning, but I find strength in so deep.
That's James Hand from his new CD, The Truth Will Set You Free. James Hand, welcome to Fresh Air. Tell us about the song we just heard.
Well, the banks of the Brazos, I used to live up there on the banks of the Brazos and went with a gal that lived on the river there, and I heard it so much, I just wrote a song about it. And, you know, everyone kids me about writing three-chord country songs. Well, that one there, I don't know if I wrote it because I liked the sound of the river, because I just knew 8 or 10 chords at that particular time. But thank you for playing it.
Well, you know, James Hand, I'm certainly glad you started recording. You're in your mid-50s now, and this is your first, like, really nationally released CD. I think it's really terrific. Did you think it was too late and that your chance to have a real recording career was over before you were approached to do, right before you were approached to do this record?
That's a good question and a difficult one to answer. I don't think there's any way that I could have done what I'm doing as little as 4 years ago. And I live in mortal fear of someone telling me, you know what, James, you sang a lot better 5 years ago. Well, I might have sang better, but I certainly wasn't at peace with anything. And I'm not much at peace with myself at any time, but I'm more so now than I was then. You know, some people say it's too late, and some people say it's too early, just as some people pray for water, some people dig a well. So it's...
Did you know that you were good? And did you know that you were good even though you didn't have, like, a real music career? Or did that kill your confidence, you know, not having albums, not performing in big venues?
Well, as a child, and this will really relay my rural upbringing, we had a cistern. I don't know if you know what a cistern is, but it catches water off the roof. And before I had any knowledge of what I was doing, I would go there and I would stick my little head in that cistern and holler, scream, you know, just so I could hear the reverb of it. And I cried as a child when I would hear certain songs and didn't even know what they were about. You know, sometimes it's like being cursed or haunted. And then it's not there, and you wonder where it went, and you pray to God to hurt again. That's how it feels to me sometimes.
What songs made you cry when you were young?
Oh, like Green Grove the Lilacs and, you know, Tex Ritter songs, and sometimes even classical music, you know, just hear the music. It started out, I would hear these voices in my head, And, you know, mom and daddy was gone rodeoing a lot, and my grandmother, she told me that it was God, and it probably was, but, you know, 7 or 8 year old, 6 year old child has a hard time comprehending that. But I know this for a fact, that she saved the Big Chief notepads I'd scribble little words and rhymes down in.
Do you remember writing your first song?
Yes, I do. I mean, the first one that really mattered anything, and it's on a previous album of mine. I wrote it when I was 15 years old in high school. We got time to do maybe a little verse of it. It's called Merry Christmas, Darling.
Merry Christmas to you, darling, from your old used to be. Did you see the card and the gift I put beneath your tree? Did you know who sent them? Even though no name was signed, Merry Christmas, darling, from this broken heart of mine.
Oh, that's great. Did you have a girlfriend you were writing it to?
Well, yes, ma'am. I was 15, and Pam, I hope you're not mad at this, but they asked me things about my past.
Well, that's James Hand, and his new CD is called The Truth Will Set You Free. Now, you grew up in a really small town in Texas.
Yes, ma'am.
How small?
Everybody that lives in it can tear the phone book in half. It's about 2,500 people, I think. A little town called West. It's 90 miles south of Dallas, and it's 18 miles north of Waco, and it's right there on Interstate 35. And to really put a geographical location on where I actually live, it's about 3 miles west of West. There's a little town out there called Tokyo. And that used to be a railroad depot, but back in the war, they changed the spelling of it to T-O-K-E. I-O instead of T-O-K-Y-O. And that's where my brothers, my family and I, we were raised there. And I think in the high school, there were less than 300 people in the high school. And of course it's grown some now, but it's still, it's a community where everybody knows everybody, and in spite of what all you hear about the gossip things and the gossip of that, It's a wonderful place, and it's like anything. It's, you know, there's always going to be roses, and there's going to be rose fertilizer. Hopefully, you walk through the rose fertilizer, you don't track it in on the carpet.
My guest is James Hand. His new CD is called The Truth Will Set You Free. More after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is country singer and songwriter James Hand. At the age of 53, he's just released his first CD. It's called The Truth Will Set You Free. Now, when you were growing up, your father was in the rodeo. What did he do?
He was a bareback rider, and he trained horses. And Mama, she was a barrel racer. And
did you perform in the rodeo too?
Well, yes, ma'am. I didn't set any world. I didn't give Jim Shoulders or any of them a hard time, but my son Tracer, he was in the PBR and the PRCA, and he was in the national finals a couple 3 years in a row there.
What was your event?
My bareback riding.
Uh-huh. What has your music career been like? I know you've made a living doing several things over the years: bouncer, truck driver, horse trainer. I'm sure you've also, played, a lot of, bars and stuff and made money,
yes,
too,
ma'am.
But it sounds like you've always needed another job to support yourself. So what was your music career like until this point? What kind of places would you play?
Well, ma'am, if I were a script writer, which I'm not, I think the life I've led would lend itself to the back of any country album, although I'm not proud of the life I've led. I don't think that anyone should talk about the bad over the good, but you're right. I have done a lot, you know, I've done a lot of other things, and at this point in my life, I explain to people, this is what I've got to do. It's not what I've got to do because I can't do anything else. It's just what I feel like that I can do better than anything else I can do. Not the best that someone else can do, but the best thing that I can do. You know, because it keeps me from going crazy, and you know, literally. And it drives a lot of other people crazy that I don't like a lot. So that I've got a double-edged sword there, I think. But music, it is wonderful.
You know, you just said that music keeps you from going crazy, literally. You know, and earlier you said that when you were a child, you heard voices. And so I'm wondering, like, how literally do you mean? I mean, did you ever think you were literally going crazy? And did you hear voices that made you think that you were going crazy?
Well, whenever I thought I was really going crazy, I heard voices all right, but it was like, you know, the angels are, you know, saying don't do that. You're a nice lady, so I'll give you a straight up answer on it. I used to see myself in the mirror turning into a werewolf. Well, I'd start praying and I'd turn back to me. Now, I'm no theologian or however you say that, but if you don't think something's right behind you that is going to do you harm, then you're wrong. And as they say, a rut is nothing but a grave with both ends kicked out of it. And you stay in it long enough and it'll get kicked in on you. I've done some things that I'm not particularly proud of. I've stepped off the page a time or two, and but we all do.
Let's hear another track from your new CD. And
okay.
I want to play I've Got a Lot of Hiding Left to Do.
All right.
Tell us about the song.
Well, you know, a fella gets down sometimes and you just really grow ashamed of yourself. And the best way to overcome it is don't let nobody see you. And hopefully when you come back out of the woods, you look better than when you went in.
Well, this is James Hand from his new CD, The Truth Will Set You Free. And the song which he wrote is I've Got a Lot of Hiding Left to Do.
There's no way that I can stay where anyone can see what you've done after you've won another round from me. If cowards run, then call me one when pain comes sliding through. 'Cause I got a lot of hiding left to do. I've got a lot.
That's James Hand singing one of his own songs on his new CD, his debut CD, The Truth Will Set You Free. Do you go to church? And I'm wondering if you sing, you know, hymns and spirituals, gospel songs.
Well, yes, ma'am. I don't go to church as often as I probably ought to, but I carry church in my heart. And when I'm out in the woods, I do a lot of my soul searching and solace there. And a fella asked me, I sang in church here not long ago, and a guy asked me, he said, does it bother you to sing in church when you sing in a beer joint? I said, you know what, pal, I have not walked in a building yet that I not got off my shoulder. So, and I write a lot of gospel songs. Matter of fact, there's one on the album that if I live long enough to heal, you know, if a lot of folks think it's about a man with a broken heart, but it ain't. It's about a man watching his daddy die.
Would you sing a little bit of that for us?
Why, sure. I'm getting well. I can tell day by day. God reaches down, pulls me up, and helps me along my way. He holds my hand, and I understand his love so true and real. And there is no doubt he'll lead me out if I live long enough to heal. If I live long enough, my way won't be so rough, and then perhaps I'll be proud and strong, not always wrong, and finally to be free. Lord, I'll be straight and tall, not afraid at all, and then what can sorrow steal? And there is no doubt he'll lead me out if I live long enough to heal.
Thank you for doing that. That's James Hand performing in the studio.
You.
And it's a song that he also sings on his new CD, which is called The Truth Will Set You Free. And it's his debut nationally released CD. You know, there's a certain haunted quality in some of your songs. And I'm wondering if that comes in part by the kind of feelings that you were just describing. And one song like that I'm thinking of is Shadows Where the Magic Was.
Mm-hmm. That it's nearly true. I didn't stay in there at the end of the song. It, you know,
well, why don't we explain? This is about somebody who goes to his old home, and now it's like
right.
surrounded by malls and stuff. But
mm-hmm.
but that area still has. Well, you take it from there. You explain it.
Okay. You know, I don't have to be vague about it. I did write that song, and I was in that house. And I was drunk, but I didn't stay there to you know, I mean, obviously not, or I couldn't have written a song, but...
Because at the end of the song, the guy burns the house down and himself
and
with it.
And he just stays there.
Yeah.
But I think that's probably one of the absolute best songs I've ever written. Because the story of it, the way he goes in and just... Every little step he takes, he knows he ain't coming back. And when you look at something and don't see a face, well, that's death. But through the grace of God and some very dear friends of mine, everything I look at now, I see a face.
What was the house that this song is about?
It was a house where It was a bad place to be.
Well, obviously this house, whatever happened there, had really strong feelings for you, and I'm glad at least you were able to get a really good haunted song out of whatever it was you were feeling there.
Well, thank you a lot.
That's right. It worked for me.
I had
to go through such pain.
Yeah. You know, I have people ask me all the time, I know you wrote that song about me. I said, you know what, if it makes you feel so important to be part of my misery, then I guess so, you know. But I have written some happy songs.
Well, let's hear this song. This is Shadows Where the Magic Was, and it's by James Hand from his new debut CD, The Truth Will Set You Free.
Drove to the town and I found the street and the block where we once lived. I had to make my misery complete and see if I could take what life could give. I walked to the gate now rusted and old and just about to fall.
your shadows where the magic was, and there's darkness all around. Now who can tell what the devil does when he walks on haunted ground? Around the old place where my children had played, there were factories, stores, and
music from James Hand's new CD, The Truth Will Set You Free. James Hand will be back after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is country singer and songwriter James Hand. At the age of 53, he's just released his first CD. It's called The Truth Will Set You Free. You said that you know you've taken some wrong turns in your life. Mm-hmm. I imagine one of those wrong turns, you were arrested for possessing amphetamines and spent, I think, like 9 months in prison. Sure. Mm-hmm. Was that a really bad experience for you, or did anything good come out of that?
I'll put it like this. When I got out, I never went back. So I think that if a fellow wants to do something, he's going to do it. And if he don't want to do it, he's not going to do it. I couldn't have, I just couldn't stand to hurt my parents or my family anymore, and it never occurred to me. I mean, I read about myself all the time about drinking and drugs and all this kind of stuff, and there are people in this business that play that up. They want everybody, oh, man, I did this and I did that. Well, I want to tell you a little story about that. Everybody wants to know an outlaw, but nobody wants to be an outlaw. If a guy has got a problem, he's not going to wear it on his sleeve because he don't want anybody to know. If he's an outlaw, he's not going to tell anybody because he don't want anybody to know. The louder people say that they had a drug problem, or they went to prison, or they were an outlaw, or they did this, or the louder they say that, the less they probably did it, and the less anybody with any kind of class at all wants to hear it. Now, if someone asked me about it, I'll be forthright and honest about it, yes. But if someone doesn't ask me about it, I don't call the Rounder publicist and say, hey, guess what?
Yeah, you know, play this up.
Yeah, play this up, yeah. Because I went to prison and broke everybody's heart and my family and a lot of my best friends, you know.
You're in your mid-50s now. Your first real album has just come out. Mm-hmm. So this could be a real turning point in your life. Are there things that you want now, musically, or from the rest of your life, that you are hoping that the CD will help you achieve? I mean, are there changes that you really want to make? Are there things that you want?
If you're talking about a monetary gain, I would like to be able to do things for my family. I'd like to do things for my friends. I'd like to be somewhat of a success, and money is like 180 miles an hour on a speedometer. It's there if you need it, not just to use it all the time. But if you don't have it, then you worry about it. Now, as far as the any other success, I want to be honorable and be honorable in the eyes of everyone. And that's hard to do sometimes because we all slip on the page. Now, this CD, I think it surprised Rounder. I didn't think they thought it was going to do anything at all. And I've been very blessed by that and blessed by speaking to you. And I hope the folks understand that I ain't nothing no more than nobody else. I just want to have a chance to say something and not everybody think I didn't do nothing.
Well, I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
Well, it's my honor.
Good luck with the CD. I really enjoyed it and enjoyed talking with you. Thank you.
Thank you, Terry.
James Hand, his new CD is called The Truth Will Set You Free.